In Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim, in the middle of Perek Chamishi, הבחור שגמר כבר ויצא מן הישיבה, ואין זמניו ושיעוריו נקצבים מן מנהל ומלמד ישיבה. One who is no longer in the yeshiva, now his schedule and his times, his shiurim, are not dictated anymore by a menahel or a rabbi. So does that mean that you shouldn't dictate to yourself a schedule, an orderly time? Yiktzov lo shiurim. Remember, we're talking about someone who is working on hitraput, right? Yiktzov lo shiurim al kol hayom. Normally in Hebrew, kol hayom is all day long. But sometimes the word kol hayom can also be used as every day. Just like kol yom. Like it says, Lishuatecha kivinu vetzipinu kol hayom. So some would probably think that it means we hope for your Yeshua, for Mashiach, tzipita Lishua, the entire day. It doesn't mean that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to hope for Mashiach the entire day, but literally the pshat of that piece in the tefillah is every day. So although it says kol hayom, like it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. It means kol yom. And other places where you have such a usage of the word he, it doesn't mean the entire, it means every. And so the translation here took these words to mean also as kol hayom to be kol yom. Yiktzov lo shiurim kol yom, that he should make for himself a set time for shiurim every day. Ve'lo harbe yoter midai bepa'am achat. And don't take too much at once. Don't take upon yourself too much at once. Ukshovrim alav eze yamim umashlim et shiurav midei yom biyomo. When a certain amount of days pass successfully, that he stuck to his schedule, yosif bahem me'at. Add a little bit more. Always add. My trainer that I used to have in the gym, which I should get back to, used to always tell me that you have to push your limits, right? And then when you get to those limits, then don't be satisfied, add more and add more. So if that's the case like that, then surely when it comes to learning, when you see that you're mashlim shi'urav midei yom biyomo, yosif bahem me'at, add a little bit more. Lemashal, for example, כשקיבל על עצמו ללמוד בבוקר במשך שתי שעות דף גמרא רש"י עם תוספות. Let's say you accepted upon yourself, took upon yourself to learn every morning for 2 hours a page of Gemara Rashi with Tosfot. Right? Sounds familiar? All right. אחר איזה ימים, so after a few days, יאמר לעצמו, he should tell himself, הנה פרשה חומש ורשי, אוכל להוסיף לי באותן שתי שעות, מבלי שאחסיר מן הגמרא ותוספות. He says, play within those 2 hours. He says, tell yourself that, hey, the parasha Chumash with Rashi of that week, I can do that. I can have a little bit of Chumash and Rashi in those 2 hours without a decrease in the Gemara Rashi Tosa, which means I could probably finish the daf in an hour and 45 minutes and then do 15 minutes, Chumash with Rashi. Ashanes et motnai, I will gird myself with strength, lilmod yoter becharitzut, to learn with more alacrity, bekoach, beratzon, ubesechel, with energy, with will, with mindfulness. Ve'tishael li reva sha'a o yoter me'at ala chumash v'rashi. And I'll have 15 or even less minutes to learn chumash and rashi. Ve'chen yosif bechol hayom, again, bechol yom, ad asher me'at me'at ya'amis et kol hayom be'arbe shi'urim shel Torah ve'avoda. By till the point where he can increase little by little, a little bit more every day in the shiurim of Torah. Tov shetichtov lecha niyar et seder kol hayom. It's good to write on a piece of paper your schedule. We've seen pictures of pads from Gdolei Torah that they wrote for themselves on a pad of paper, on a piece of paper, the schedule of their day from this hour to this hour, I learn this. From this hour to this hour, I learn that. Lemashal, baboker, b'sha'azo, anikam. He writes on the top, At this hour, I wake up every day. B'sha'azo, and at this hour, let's say 7:30, kvar lavashti, natalti et yaday, amarti kriyat shema berkot haTorah. By then, I have already gotten dressed, done netilat yadayim, said kriyat shema in berkot haTorah, v'ani matchil lilmod at sha'azo, and then I begin to learn until this and this hour. V'chule, u'v'chol yom tabit bar shima le'ashlim et chukecha. And every day, gaze at it, look, check. Look at your schedule and see if you followed through with it. Af hatalmid b'yeshiva, im rak yirtze, yuchal lidchok ulehosif lo shiurim al shiurei yeshiva. He says, even a bachur in yeshiva, if he wants, even though there are set schedules that are decided upon by the yeshiva, he can add sedarim for himself upon the shiurim of the yeshiva. Lama ze tipane v'tibatel kol kach be'et aruchat ha-tzoraim, he says. Do you really need one entire hour for lunch? Ubalayla min et yetziatcha min hayeshiva sheata shochev b'mitatcha. And at night, from the end of the official night seder till you go to bed. Lama ze lo tigzol gam mizu v'gam mizu eze et l'Hashem? Why can you not snatch from this and from that a few minutes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'ashiurim asher tikbal cha b'chol hayom. And the shiurim that you are already establishing for yourself every day. Ben talmid ha-yeshiva, ben lomed be'atzmo, kol kach titragel bahem, ve'kol kach yikaveu lecha lechol yom, lechol sha'a, af lechol rega, lechok ve'lo ya'avor, ad asher im te'anes b'yom echad mi'le'ashlim eze davar, me'atzmecha titzta'er al ze. He says, you can reach a state where you so establish your seder hayom, and every hour, to the point where if, let's say, one day you will have an onus, some circumstance has it that you won't be able to finish your chok of that day, me'atzmecha titztaer al ze on your own. You'll have tzar on that. V'targish be'atzmecha shepirtza paratzta bechomat hayom hazeh. You will feel as if you have breached the wall of that day. You'll actually feel that that page of Chumash or the half a page of Gemara that you didn't learn that day, Tzoek Elecha, is actually crying out to you and say, hey, what about me? Lama zanachta v'ramasta oti? Why did you forsake me and trample upon me? The idea that the Chovat HaTalmidim is saying is that a person is supposed to reach a level where the musar doesn't come to him, it comes from within him. That's the best musar. The best musar is not when you come to a point where you did something and someone else has to come and tell you and make you feel bad about it, which many times is necessary and we should take it in stride and make it useful. But the best musar is when the pages of Gemara are calling out to you from your heart. That's the best musar. Musar ha-nefesh. Cheshbon ha-nefesh. You know, we hear the word cheshbon ha-nefesh, to make an accounting of our nefesh. That's how normally it's understood. Cheshbon ha-nefesh. There's a, you know who coined those words, by the way? The Chovot al-Vavot. The Chovot al-Vavot. What did you say? So already from before, the Mesirat Yesharim, we have in the Chovot al-Vavot, who lived 500 years before the Ramchal, he has his eighth sha'ar called Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh. The first one uses those words. By the way, also, he coined another word, the Chovot HaLevavot, and that is Bitachon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You could look high and low in Aboteach Bashem, Chesed Yisovevenu. The idea of Bitachon, I don't mean that the concept of Bitachon is exactly this word bitachon that we use all the time, trust in Hashem, you know, like emunah, it is almost synonymous to us with the word emunah. Who made that word? Who used it in the way we used it? Who began to? Is the Chovot HaLevavot, Sha'ar HaBitachon. From then and on. In the Gemara, you don't have kol ha kol mi sheyesh lo bitachon b'shem. It says kol haboteach b'shem. In the Psukim it says. Yeah. But the point is, bitachon, like emunah, Chovot HaLevavot is the first one, really, who uses that.
What do you think the word was before that then?
The word, they used it, but in the Sfarim, you don't see it, really. In the Gemara, you don't see it. Emunah u'bitachon. You think that these two words, emunah u'bitachon, you'll find left and right in all the Agadita and Shas. You don't. You don't. It was so simple by then. They didn't need to coin a term for it. It was a feeling. What? You have to say a word for feeling? Feeling is feeling. You don't have to make a word for... Okay, let me work on feeling now. Work on hergation, you know, on feelings. Feelings is feeling. I need to make a word for it now. A catchy term. The Chovot HaLevavot, he made a word for it. So, Cheshbon HaNefesh also. So why did I mention this word, Cheshbon HaNefesh? Because Cheshbon HaNefesh can also mean not only Cheshbon about our Nefesh, but a Cheshbon that comes from our Nefesh. It's from our own self. We make this Cheshbon. That daf of Gemara Tzoek Elecha, Lama Zanachta V'Ramasta Oti. How did you forget me today? בכל יום תביט ברשימה של היום שלך, אם לא חסרת אתמול מה, ואם נאנסת וזנחת, אז אם, so he says like this, he says every day look into your list, if you didn't lack anything the day before, if you didn't miss anything, and he says if there was an ones, and because of that you were mazniach, you forsook it, so אז אם מפני התרשלות חס ושלום זנחת, if it's because of lethargy, you were just lazy, תצטער. You should have tzar on that. ותקף ביום השני תשלים את אשר חיסרת ביום הראשון. Immediately make up for it on the second day. אבל אם רק מפני שלמדת איזה עניין קשה. But he says, let's say the reason why you didn't learn the amount of, let's say, the daf that you told yourself you're going to learn every day. The reason why you didn't do it is because you were busy with a concept in that page that was very difficult. או התעמקת ללמוד. And you delved into it deeply, ובשביל זה זנחת. And because of that, you weren't able to finish. He says, אל תצטער. He says, in that case, don't have צער. אף אין אתה צריך להשלים ביום השני. He says, then, you know, you don't have to worry about making it up. It was okay. את מספר הדפים שחיסרת ביום ראשון. Interesting little piece there. כי את כל שיעור הדפים שאמרנו שתקצוב לך כמה דפים לגמור בכל יום, because the number of pages that we said you have to set aside, זהו רק בלימוד הפשוט, that's regards to the simple בקיאות learning, או במי שלא גירש עוד את ההתרפות, someone who still is not successful in uprooting from himself the התרפות, שצריך להקציב לו מספר דפים לכל יום לכל שעה, that's why he needs to set aside a number to have as a goal, כדי שלא יתרשל ויעריך בעמוד אחד ללא צורך, so that he shouldn't waste time on one עמוד unnecessarily, אבל מי שלומד בעיון, iyun velo itraput, but someone who's already learning beiyun without being lazy umaarich rak mipene shemosif avoda al avodato, and the reason why it took him more time is because of his avoda that he added, avoda meaning iyun that day, vecheker eloka bagmara tosfot, cheker eloka, it comes from a pasuk in Iyov, cheker eloka, searching out Hashem, which means when we're learning beiyun, what are we searching for? I love how he refers to Iyun. Before we saw that he referred to it as delving into Kedushat HaTorah. And here he's calling it Cheker Eloka. When we're learning Iyun, what are we doing really? What are we looking for? Or more exactly, who are we looking for? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to find Hashem in beneath the lines of the Gemara, of the Rashi, of the Tosfot. Adraba shrelo matov chelko. That's your excuse why you weren't able to finish the page the day before. How fortunate he is. Vezeu ikar limud haTorah shezochim litdabek al yada b'Hashem. The main way of learning Torah, which brings us to dvekut b'Hashem, is cheker eloka, is be'iyun. V'talmid kaze yiktzov lo et shiurav shel halimud be'iyun, lo b'mispar dapim. So such a person already has to fashion his schedule of shiurim in limud be'iyun, not by the number of dapim, rather mispar sha'ot, the number of hours, how many hours should I invest in iyun? Kama sha'ot ilmad be'iyun, mikama dapim, o rak amudim, shi'alu lo b'sha'ot elu ya'alu lo. However pages he covers in that time, a span, fine, but it's not about the pages, it's about the time.